And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. It's time to ask yourself, are you sure? And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs in downtown Pigeon. And Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe, shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. In Huron County Circuit Court today, Mark Joseph Zyla was arraigned on four felony charges in the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Mark Joseph Zyla. The four charges in question were not discussed in the courtroom, but the court is expecting to wait until pretrial proceedings to discuss the charges in more detail. Represented by attorney Michelle R. Siv, Mr. Zyla entered a plea of not guilty to all counts. Prosecutor Timothy Rutkowski represented the people. Bond was continued at $10,000 with 10% previously posted, and Judge Prill scheduled a pretrial conference for July 20th, 2026 at 10 a.m. And a Huron County Circuit Court pretrial conference today as well. Defendant Gregory Scott Burton appeared via Zoom, not in person, for his cases 26-7391-FH and 26-7399-FH. Burton's side truck mechanical issues as the reason for his absence from the courtroom. The court noted an existing absconding charge and expressed concern over his non-appearance. Defense counsel Dallas Rooney requested a 30-day delay to pursue a plea offer, stating Burton's intent to go to trial. Prosecutor Timothy J. Rutkowski did not object to the delay, but did highlight a pattern of delay tactics used by Burton, requesting the court mandate his physical presence at the next hearing to avoid an absconding warrant. Judge Prill granted a 30-day adjournment, rescheduling the pretrial for June 29, 2026 at 10 a.m. However, the judge stressed that Burton's in-person appearance is mandatory with no excuses and aims to schedule a trial date to conclude the matter before year end. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor Sure Health with your obituaries. And after that, we'll go over to our next sponsor, Ashley Home Store.
At Sure Health, we are celebrating. The National Rural Health Association just released its top 20 hospitals in all of America, and Sure Health is one of them. That's right. Your very own Sure Health is in the top 1.5% of all critical access hospitals across America in patient satisfaction. This is a huge deal, and we want to say thank you. It's because of you that we're able to provide the best possible care so close to home. Thank you for trusting us with your health and wellness, whether you take advantage of our services in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Sebring, Bad Axe, or through Harbor Beach Community Hospital in Harbor Beach or Port Hope. What matters is that you want to achieve better health for a better life, and Sure Health is here with you every step of the way. So thank you for your belief in us to be one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in all of the United States of America. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And we have one obituary to report at this time. Dale J. Voles passed away peacefully April 16th, 2026, at the age of 86. He was born August 20th, 1939, and met Esther, the love of his life, at a mutual friend's wedding. They were married on June 19th of 1965. Dale was preceded in death by his parents Herb and Mary, his brothers Glenn, Fred, and his son Dan, and he's also celebrated and will be missed by his wife Esther, his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. A celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. on June 13th in the chapel at the Community of Christ campgrounds. Esther and family will be available for visiting starting at 9:30 a.m. at the campgrounds. A light lunch will be provided after the service, and the family will then be making their way to the Minden City Cemetery at 4 p.m. for a committal service at 5 p.m. Arrangements were handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we are back with your national and international news. The Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party, or DFL, concluded state convention by officially endorsing Lieutenant Governor Penny Flanagan for the United States Senate. The endorsement positions Flanagan as a front runner for the upcoming primary election cycle, drawing significant backing from the state's established political networks. Flanagan's campaign platforms are expected to heavily feature rural infrastructure investment, tribal sovereignty alignment, and expanded child care access. The race is drawing national attention as political analysts monitor party dynamics and voter turnout trends in the upper Midwest. Intentions escalated in New Jersey over the weekend as public demonstrations against a state-backed infrastructure project turned violent, resulting in approximately a dozen arrests. Local police report that several officers suffered minor injuries, including bites and bruises during physical skirmishes near the construction barriers. Governor Mickey Sherrill introduced a public appeal urging demonstrators to remain peaceful and air their grievances through legal channels. Meanwhile, federal law enforcement authorities vowed that anyone found guilty of physically assaulting law enforcement personnel would face strict prosecution. And researchers and local officials in a small Nebraska town have opened an archive-driven inquiry into the burial records of a former federal Native American boarding school. The investigation was prompted by structural anomalies discovered near old school grounds, raising concerns over undocumented student fatalities. The project is utilizing ground-penetrating radar alongside state historical ledgers to map out potential unmarked resting places. Local community leaders emphasize that the objective is to compile an accurate historical census and offer transparent data to affected ancestral families. And in international news, more than 780 people were arrested across France this weekend, including nearly 300 individuals alone in Paris. Following widespread civil unrest, the violence erupted when thousands of football fans poured onto public streets to celebrate Paris Saint-Germain's victory in the Champions' final league. Celebrations rapidly deteriorated into clashes with law enforcement as groups of rioters hurled projectiles, dismantled security barriers, and set fire to commercial properties. Internal security officials confirmed that several police officers were injured during the altercations, prompting a review of urban crowd control protocols. In Kuwaiti, military officials report that national air defense systems successfully engaged and intercepted multiple incoming missiles and explosive drones early Monday morning. Air raid sirens sounded across several districts, forcing residents into civilian shelters, though no casualties have been immediately reported. No foreign, state, or paramilitary group has officially claimed responsibility for the cross-border strike. Given the broader regional conflict, defense analysts suggest weapons were likely launched from maritime platforms or regional militia strongholds positioned along the northern Gulf. And the Kenyan Interior Ministry announced that closed-circuit television, or CCTV, footage from the tragic Utamishi Girls Academy dormitory fire indicates that the blaze was set intentionally. The fire resulted in the deaths of 16 schoolgirls and left several others hospitalized with severe smoke inhalation. Following a preliminary forensic investigation, local law enforcement authorities detained 8 students in connection with the incident. Government officials have vowed to implement stricter safety audits and nighttime security checks across all national boarding academies. And we will be right back after this message from Pigeon Hardware.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware, and spring is finally here.
And I'm Nate. It's time to open up the windows, air things out, and tackle those projects you put off all winter.
We've got Do It Best paint and all the supplies you need to freshen up a room or two. With Do It Best paint, you'll find the perfect color and coverage.
Heading outside? We're stocked with lawn and garden supplies to get your lawn ready for the season.
Plus, we offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items, including Do It Best paint.
So whatever you're fixing, painting, or planning, stop in and see us at Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
And we are back, and that was your news and obituaries for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.